This is 1A. I'm Jen White in Washington. 4 years after the 1964 Civil Rights Act was passed, another bill arrived on President Lyndon B. Johnson's desk.
Now with this bill, the voice of justice speaks again. It proclaims that fair housing for all human beings who live in this country is now a part of the American way of life.
The Fair Housing Act of 1968 was supposed to end all forms of housing discrimination, but that didn't happen. As a result, African Americans are still paying the price of being barred from home ownership and housing, and it's not cheap. We'll talk about the original racist housing policies that segregated cities across the country and helped to create the massive racial wealth gap we have today. But first, we're getting a new picture of the inequalities Black families face when it comes to owning property. State by state, neighborhood by neighborhood, Black families pay 13% more in property taxes each year than a white family would in the same situation. That's according to a massive national research project from two economists at the University of Utah and Indiana University. Here's 1A national correspondent Sasha Ann Simons with a closer look at how a new data analysis is impacting Black homeowners.
Even in the suburbs of Prince George's County in Maryland, one of the richest majority Black counties in the country, homeowners have been getting a raw deal, and they have been for some time. Home values haven't fully rebounded from the housing crisis. It became clear that minority borrowers were targeted for subprime loans, and residents there pay the highest property tax rate in the entire state. Now, a new proposal by the county council to get rid of a 5% property tax cap could push the rate even higher.
We need to alter the deadline to set the homestead property tax credit percentage consistent with state law.
Supporters say the extra money can be used for things like schools and parks. But given the fallout of the coronavirus pandemic, residents like Corinne Carter and Richard Elliott say the timing is awful.
To increase property taxes is extremely frustrating.
For them to be doing this now, it is clear to me this is not about revenue. If they wanted revenue, there's better ways of achieving it. This is about creating a situation where foreclosures are inevitable to, in my opinion, to quickly ramp up gentrification.
Where I draw the line is when we have council members that don't seek our input or seek our feedback and thoughts.
Engaged citizens like Corinne and Richard say even they were caught off guard when this proposal popped up on a recent council meeting agenda. The debate in Maryland comes as new data paints a clear and similar picture across the U.S. Black families pay significantly higher property taxes than white families. According to a just-published study co-authored by two economists, Black-owned homes are consistently assessed at higher values relative to their actual sale price than white homes. These findings also square with what Dorothy Brown has seen in her research. She's a law professor at Emory University. Though she wasn't part of this study, Dorothy's work focuses on systemic racism and tax policy.
Homeownership in America has always been about race. And who could buy a home has always been a function of racism.
Before we hear more from Dorothy, let's break down the numbers. The economists analyzed more than a decade of tax assessment and sales data for 118 million homes throughout the country, except California, which since the 1970s has drastically changed how property is valued. But in almost every state studied, Black and Hispanic residents end up paying a 10 to 13% higher tax rate on average. And those homeowners are significantly less likely to appeal their property tax assessment.
You know your tax bill. You don't know the tax bill of the white guy across town in a similarly situated position who got their tax bill and didn't like it and then appealed and got it reduced. Or you're in the house and you're like, gosh, it's so hard to maintain this. I can't believe my property tax bill went up. I can't believe. So you're sitting there doing everything you can to get ahead, and then you go to work and your white colleague seems to be doing so much better. And you're like, what the?
In parts of Chicago, like Cook County, officials failed to value homes accurately for years. The result, as described by the Chicago Tribune, was a property tax system that harmed the poor and helped the rich. The stark property tax divide wasn't examined for years. Nobody had been able to measure it before, until the Tribune investigation and researchers like Christopher Berry from the University of Chicago began to uncover the truth.
low-valued properties tend to be overassessed, and we know that on average, people of color own properties of lower value than white people. And so just from that correlation alone, you would get this kind of racial bias. So that would be reason one. That would be, you know, enough. And then in addition, there's some other evidence about additional advantages that people can get in the system if they're well-connected.
Chicago residents filed a civil rights lawsuit to challenge the Cook County Assessor's Office back in 2017. After a new assessor was elected to office and delivered reforms that would begin to address the inequities, community groups agreed to drop the case. They cited changes like releasing the office's assessment modeling to the public, countywide outreach meetings, and a shift in the tax burden from southern areas of the city to north and central areas as reasons to dismiss the suit. Christopher says it's still too early to say whether things are getting better in Chicago, but he's hopeful.
Even the parts of the city whose taxes would go up, you know, if things were fixed, they voted for the reformer as well. So I'm relatively optimistic on that front.
Michelle Singletary, a Washington Post personal finance columnist, wasn't surprised by the new data. In fact, as a Black homeowner living in Maryland's Prince George's County, she says paying higher property taxes has been her reality.
When these studies come out, many of us, you know, African Americans, you know, in our community, we go, we've been knowing that, you know. But now we can say, but this study shows it, so that anybody who could discount that, oh, it's because of this, it's because your neighborhood has maybe more crime, or, you know, they say things that are not factual, and we take it as fact.
Talk of solutions to this matter leads to a running theme, file an appeal. Michelle says it's worth the effort.
In our case, we as neighbors got together and did it together.
And she also has this advice.
Lots of people don't realize that there are a lot of savings if you qualify for different property tax exemptions. So, for example, my grandmother, when she owned her house in Baltimore, because she was a senior citizen, she got a discount on her property taxes.
While the new data shows property tax gaps are worst for low-income residents, even the highest-earning Black Americans pay more on average in property taxes than similarly well-off white peers living nearby. Here's law professor Dorothy Brown again.
Step one is getting the data out there. And once the data is out there, then the public can use it to basically demand reform, to say, you know, my taxes are going to fund your existence, elected official. Here's what I want you to do.
And in the case of Maryland's Prince George's County, residents will have their say at a public hearing when the tax hike proposal goes to a final vote later this month. For 1A, I'm Sasha Ann Simons.